So we're celebrating today, on Easter Day, in case you didn't know, just going to remind everyone, we celebrate Jesus Christ risen from the dead, yes? Yeah. And we believe what followers of Jesus have believed and confessed for 2,000 years. And this story goes back 2,000 years, and we believe that Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and on the third day, he rose again. We believe that his resurrection isn't just an extension of life, but actually is a defeat of death. It's the undoing of death. We believe his resurrection to be the evidence that he has defeated sin, our sin, on the cross. We believe that without resurrection, our faith is useless. So if there's no resurrection, we're all wasting our time. You might as well go home and play golf or do whatever you might do on a Sunday. But with the resurrection, we have something of utmost importance. We have new life, eternal hope in Christ. We believe that through the cross and resurrection of Jesus, and only Jesus, that we believe he is Lord. That as he's risen from the dead, he has conquered the last enemy, which is death, and that at his name every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Because who else is there? So Easter is about the cross and the resurrection, and our faith rests on that. If we didn't have the cross, we didn't have the resurrection, we are just another religion, or just another club, or just another group of people. There's nothing particularly special about us. But with the resurrection, we have everything. So the story and the message of Easter, it's good news. Sin and death have lost their power. They're completely defeated and overcome by Jesus. And we can all say amen and hallelujah to that. Okay, maybe we should do that. We can all say amen and hallelujah to that.
Amen.
Yeah. So Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, the one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. And then he says, do you believe this? Do you believe this? And so that's why I've said what we believe. We believe in Christ. We believe in Jesus. We believe in what he says. I think actually another thing about the resurrection is that he is risen from the dead. We can say now that everything that he said is worth listening to. Everything he said is true because he has kind of proved it. He's risen from the dead. He's more than just words. He is the resurrection himself. So that's my take on Easter in a nutshell. Not going to say too much more about that, except that actually on Easter, what a better way to celebrate Easter than with a baptism. Good timing. The scriptures describe, Romans 6 describes baptism like this. It says, all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we've been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has a master over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So, in a nutshell, what does that mean? It means that to be baptized into Christ is to be baptized into that Easter story that I've just mentioned. So, we're going to baptize Beth today, and she's entering into the story, like many of us already have done, entering into this Easter story where Christian baptism is about a baptism into Christ and his death. It's a death to the old life. It's a death to the rule of sin. It's a profound moment of repentance in itself, a moment to turn from the old and come to the new, To enter the waters of baptism is to be buried with Christ. We do and say some strange things, don't we, as Christians? Yeah. Do you want to be buried with Christ in his death? It's a serious thing. And if there was no resurrection, it comes back to the resurrection, then baptism would be at best a little bit awkward and at worst a little bit illegal. I actually bumped into a couple of people I know on the way back. I was setting up here last night and I bumped into them and I said, oh, we've got baptism. And they were asking how I was doing. I said, we've got baptism. He said, oh, don't forget to get them out of the water, she said. And it's funny, I was thinking to myself, it's funny, I was just thinking about this as well. Because without the resurrection, we would bury people in the water with Christ and there would be no reason to pull them out. There'd be no reason to pull them out. But don't worry. You haven't come to a... Well, maybe we could start a half-Baptist cult, you know? You sort of just do the half of the baptism and not the full thing. But no, you haven't come to that. We don't do wet human sacrifices here. You'd be pleased to know. Because Christ was raised from the dead. And so there's a good reason to pull people out of the water again. There's a good reason to pull them out of the water. Because we don't leave people dead in the water. And Christ doesn't leave people dead in the water, but he raises us to new life in him, just as he's raised to new life. So as Christ was raised, so those who are baptized are raised to new life. And if you remember, we've been talking recently about sacrament. And baptism is a sacrament. It's God ministered to us through physical means. So the water is a physical thing where God ministers to us the reality of his reality. So those who are united, those who are baptized are united with Christ in a death like his. They're united in his resurrection also, like his. The old self is crucified. The rule of sin has been overcome. Those who are baptized are raised to new life in Christ Jesus because he is raised. And it isn't just a ritual. It isn't just a rite of passage. This is being united with the reality of death and resurrection in Jesus. And finally, 2 Corinthians puts it like this. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, she is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. That's what Easter's about. That's what baptism is about. Let's do it. Without further ado.